Welcome. I'm delighted to see so many people. I wasn't expecting not a quarter. it is lovely to see people, and it is lovely to see Etta's friends and family, friends. Etta, as everybody knows, friends were vital to Etta's life, right? It was very much part. We always talk about Etta and her love of Torah, but that goes without saying. Torah is a gift. All you have to do is accept it, treasure it, whatever. You make friends, right? And obviously, Etta did a great job there. Right, so my usual words on the Etta Kristofsky study groups, my update you probably saw. Those groups, the learning is very wide-ranging. Gemara, Parsha, Kuzari, Hasidic texts. It varies. It really is very wide-ranging. There was one report that came in rather late, too late for my update, and I wanted to read you a few sentences from it because I think it says something about women's attitude to learning. I'm not sure this is the correct thing, politically correct thing to say, but I think it does. This is a Nach Chavura in Yerushalayim, and they're learning Yecheskel, right? And it's very difficult, it's very challenging, and we aim to make sense of the text, we hope. That's a sort of intellectual challenge. Some people preferring linguistic analyses, some preferring classical interpretive commentary, some looking for historical context. In other words, the personality of the person who's giving this, the woman who's giving the shiur, determines her interpretation of the text. Right. 10 women, some of whom have been learning together in Etta's name for 12 years, some who have joined in the past couple of years. Once a year, we convene for a reflective dinner in Modi'in, in the home of the one participant who travels from there to Jerusalem every week for the shiur. The reflective dinner is part of the deal. The social aspect of learning, whether it's biscuits with a shiur or cakes outside, it's somehow part of the learning, right? It's the intellectual challenge, it's the personality, and it's a social event as well. It's all very positive. I thought that was rather sort of revealing her report. Right, I wanted to mention the Etta Torah Talk website, in case anybody hasn't ever come across it, torah-studies-for-women.org. It has more than 50 shiurim on it, short shiurim on it, some in Hebrew, some mainly in English, some in Hebrew. I think a few audio, one is actually videoed. And people from everywhere read this. I had an email the other day from Florida asking for permission to use some of the material on the Etta site, right? Now, she thought Etta Kristofsky had written everything, but okay. It's part of the impact of Etta, the learning in Etta's name worldwide, right? The impact is there. A few words, as usual, on the finances of the Etta Fund. I put a summary of the accounts for the year 2010 with the cakes. The numbers don't actually change very much. From an accountant's point of view, we are very small fry, right? Our income in the year 2010, 10,000 shekels, 945, mainly donations, very much appreciated, of course, compares with 12,000 last year, so down a little bit. Our expenses, 16,508, down from 17,271. Our deficit, 5,563, and it was 4,673. The figures aren't very different. The deficit is covered by the reserves of the fund. So now, have we got our Professor Skolsky yet? Yes, we have. Good. This is the real business, of course, the interesting business of the evening. This is what it's all about. We are delighted, we are privileged to have Professor Ellen Spolsky, goes without saying, who agreed to come and speak to us. The connection with Etta is clear. The whole family were friends of Etta's, right? There isn't a member of that family who wasn't. Professor Spolsky is a distinguished scholar at Bar-Ilan University, the sort of scholar universities love, like lots of research and publications, and that redounds to the credit of that university. Her subject this evening is Moshe's Pursuit of Justice, which sounds fairly straightforward, but then there is a rider, right? A cultural cognitive experience. Sociology, philosophy. I very much look forward to hearing this talk. After Professor Skolspolsky, Eli will give his Vatora, and after that I hope he will finish the cakes in the hall outside. Okay? Professor Skolspolsky.